This is The Brief on Conversational AI Watch, issue 135. Sponsored by Clinician Assist, Inc., today we're looking at a few pioneers intentionally designing AI that knows exactly when to just stop talking and hand the reins over to a licensed human. First, over at Tufts Medical Center, Dr. Michael Posh Orlow is using an NIH grant to build ECAPRO. It's this incredibly empathetic, bilingual, animated figure right on your smartphone that tracks cancer symptoms and pill adherence. But here's the thing, it absolutely does not diagnose. Think of it like a highly empathetic medical scribe. It expertly gathers the data, but strictly steps aside so the oncologist can make the actual medical decisions. Second, despite federal preemption threats, Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser just proposed rules for the state's Chatbot Safety Act, kicking in January 1st, 2027. Operators face six new duties to protect minors: estimating age, disclosing the AI isn't human, preventing simulated emotional dependence, tailoring kids' privacy, banning AI from posing as licensed pros, and establishing suicide protocols. But seriously, are tech operators actually prepared to build real suicide response protocols, or are they just going to keep hiding behind their terms of service? This makes AI safety a true legal duty. Finally, down at Nationwide Children's Hospital, MRA Sisgen is testing a chatbot called Daphne. It tracks unmet social needs, but it only ever speaks to adult caregivers, routing everything directly to the primary care team. We usually assume pediatric AI means a machine talking to a kid, right? Well, Sisgen's design proves the best way to protect a vulnerable child from an AI is ensuring they never actually speak to it. So, whether in a cancer ward, a courtroom, or a children's hospital, the absolute smartest AI innovation right now isn't making machines do more, but strictly defining when they must yield to a human.